As we gather tonight, there's so much more going on than meets the eye. However familiar or unfamiliar you are with the acts that unfold here this evening, we encounter them as though for the very first time, and as they exist eternally. We have begun the Holy Triduum of Easter, the 3 days that remember, enact, and make truly present the salvific work of Jesus Christ, inaugurated 2,000 years ago, and forever persisting in creation. In a mystical way, we have entered into God's holy time, in which the work of salvation is wholly present, and we glimpse through the veil at the victory of God. Those things that occur here in the next 3 days are being done throughout the world and throughout all time. We are being drawn into something so much more than meets the eye. There was a dinner party on the outskirts of Jerusalem among some friends who had come to believe something of huge significance was about to happen. But they couldn't have fathomed what it would really be. Just a few days prior, the whole town had erupted in cheers and praise of a new king coming to end the oppression and degradation of the Judean people by the Roman Empire. The hope that thrilled them, that made the hair on the back of their necks stand on end, it couldn't possibly have anticipated what was really about to happen. That night, amidst the candlelight and the wine, the mood must have been palpable, deep with affection, anticipation, even a bit of danger. Like one of those late nights with friends that become etched in your memory, drawing you together in the exchange of deep intimacy. Those kinds of nights that knit people together beyond words, as bonds are forged that cannot be undone. Such was the power of that night, of this night. In truth, it should overwhelm us, these things that we do. God has given us just enough to grasp onto, to vaguely perceive the vast, eternal significance of the gifts Christ gave us this night. Jesus drew his disciples into something they scarcely understood. Fun fact about me, I have a mild phobia of street performers, especially the audience participation kind. I dread the idea of being picked out of the crowd to come and be a part of the act. Mostly stems from my own issues around control and not wanting to be publicly humiliated, which I find completely rational. I don't like the idea of not understanding or influencing the outcome before I set out. But that is frequently what happens when Jesus draws you in. And that's sort of what happened for Jesus' disciples that night. And it's sort of what happens tonight. They had their own ideas about what they were getting into, but they had unwittingly become part of an act that was intended to shake the foundations of the earth, to deal a decisive blow to the cosmic powers of sin and death that rebelled against God. Who would have guessed that feet and water, wine and bread would signify the gift of new life coming through Christ? Do you know what I've done for you? What a question. Can you possibly conceive of what I've drawn you into? As we continue to know Jesus, we're drawn deeper and deeper into reconciliation and intimacy with the God of all creation. On that first night, they were confounded by his humble act of washing their feet. Thankfully, I think Peter says what we're all thinking. First, rejection, then an attempt to control, and finally, accepting Jesus at his words even if he didn't totally understand. And Peter's response invites us to marvel at what is about to take place. I'll ask another question. How far did you come to be here tonight? For me, it's a quick 15-minute walk. I know some of you drive from all over town, and there are some of you online at home, but here with us, present. How far have you come? And how far did Jesus go to do what he did that night? What he will do this night? In 1969, when Neil Armstrong became the first human to set foot on the moon, the line scripted for him was, "That's one small step for a man, one giant leap for mankind." The point being that although one person took a small journey down a ladder, he somehow changed the nature of humanity as capable of walking on the moon. In a far greater scale, Jesus has done the same thing. It was such a short way from the table that night to kneeling before Peter's feet with a basin of water. But he had somehow changed the nature of humanity in that they had now been cleansed and made right with God. One 6th century bishop said it this way: "Jesus, he who is clothed in light as in a robe, was clad in a cloak. He who wraps the heavens in clouds wrapped round himself a towel. He who pours water into rivers and pools tipped some water into a basin. And he, before whom every knee bends in heaven and on earth and under the earth, knelt to wash the feet of his disciples." There's so much more going on here than meets the eye. Jesus, the Word of God, was with God in the beginning when the Spirit hovered over the waters of creation. Jesus, through whom all things were made, beheld it all and with the Father declared it good. Jesus, who dwelt in perfect unity with the Father and the Holy Spirit, when their heart was broken at the fall of humankind, became willing to empty himself of all that was rightly his, to restore us at his own cost. Jesus, who sits at the right hand of God, took on a human form that it might be broken like bread and wine to reunite us with God and fill the empty place in our heart. And he stooped that night, as he does tonight, to wash us and make us whole. The bread and the wine are his body and blood. The hands and the feet are his and ours. We have been drawn into something so much more than meets the eye. And perhaps unwittingly, we have been given the responsibility to go and do likewise. To live and love in a way that confounds. Being with, becoming like, and living like Jesus is about so much more than meets the eye. But it begins with starting right where you are, where Jesus has met you, and accepting the invitation to follow where he leads. He offered his body and blood. He cleansed them long before they understood what had been done or how much it would cost him. Beloved in Christ, the invitation before you tonight is so much more than meets the eye. But we need not fear nor worry, but simply let the love of Christ wash over us and fill us from the inside out. We have been drawn into the holiest of communion, and we are the ministers of this reconciliation to the world. Jesus has come an unfathomable way to meet us and to love us to the end. May we be filled with his love and his power, and do likewise.